I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, who understands that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Sunday, the NFL on CBS features a full slate of games, including Brady and the Pats on the road in Washington to see Colt McCoy, and then the Ravens Steelers renew their AFC North rivalry at Heinz Field in the Steel City. Check your local listings for the game in your area, and it all begins with JB and the guys on the NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, on CBS. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money if you just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Don't forget to get all my college and pro plays on my site. Jamie Eisenberg is back with us from CBSSports.com, CBS HQ, and Eye on Fantasy on CBS Sports Radio Saturday night on the network right here at 10 p.m. Eastern. Jamie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good and getting better. Listen, the phones are stacked. They're ready to rock and roll. You're ready to rock and roll. You're doing good. There's no complaints. Everything's good. You're in great shape and everything. No complaints or any problems?
No complaints. How are you?
All right, Matt, you're doing good. You have no complaints, no problems. Everybody, he's giving me thumbs up. Mafia, how are you doing in there? You got any problems?
No, I'm wonderful.
You got any pain?
I'm good.
All right, I'm doing good. So now that we know everyone's doing good with no significant injuries or problems, you don't even have to ask us how we're doing anymore. Just ask him about your fantasy problems with your team because you suck. Trey is always first in New York. On with Jamie Eisenberg on CBS Sports Radio.
First. One PPR. I need to know who can I pick up off the waiver wire. Adam Humphries, Deshaun Hamilton, Isabella, and Keyshawn Johnson. Thank you.
Yeah, Keyshawn Johnson's interesting. You know, with Christian Kirk out and Bird banged up, you know, they have a need for him. So he's going to, you know, potentially see some uptick in targets. Maybe Isabella does also, but they seem to like Keyshawn Johnson a little bit more. So that's not a bad flyer in the deeper league.
All right, there you go, Trey. Have a good weekend. Chad in Texas.
Hey, Jamie, big fan. I wanted to see if you could do a quick grade the trade for me. I did this before the game Thursday night. I traded David Montgomery and Robert Woods for Chris Carson and Michael Gallup, and I am so far pleased because I played Carson on Thursday night. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, look, for 1 week you're gonna get dividends out of it for sure. So it's an A for right now. I think by the time the end of the season shows up, it'll probably be closer to B minus, just because I think there's still a lot to like about Robert Woods, and especially Brandon Cooks is gonna miss some time. So we'll see if Michael Gallup, I think he's kind of a wild card to that. If Gallup comes back from a knee injury and plays like he did in the first two games, then I think you win the trade easily. But right now, I'll give it a B.
All right, so we're going to re-hook up with Jamie on the phone because his phone sounds like he's in a middle of an oil tanker. I mean, it's just disastrous, that phone line. Oh, my God. We got him. All right, let's go back. Here we go. Dave in Wisconsin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up?
Hey,
my fantasy problem is 34C again.
Shake out of
ejected me, man. But hey, question. I got a major dilemma now. I got with Gordon back, Mixon, Ingram, and Johnson. Who the hell do I drop? Anyway, bring Carver to Green Bay, man.
Shake out. All right, slow down, Dave. Slow down. He's already hitting on my wife. He's got me doing road trips. I mean, what do you got for him there, Jamie?
It sounds like he's got a lot more for you than I got for him.
I'm telling you.
I don't think you drop any of those guys if you don't have to. If you're talking about who to sit, I'm going to assume it's David Johnson. So I would probably play David Johnson. I would play Joe Mixon. You know, I think that's going to be a very intriguing and potentially high-scoring game between the Cardinals and the Bengals because nobody cares. It's about prime time, so Andy Dalton will play well.
I'd play those two guys. You know, Gordon's going to work his way back into your lineup eventually, but for this week, if you just have to play two, I'd go with Johnson and Mixon.
All right, Steve in Miami, you're on with Jamie.
Shakadoo.
Oh, Shakadoo.
Shakadoo, I need two running backs and a flex. I have Connor, I got Fournette, I got Mixon, and I have Dalton. It's a quarterback league, full-point PPR. And can you rate a trade? I actually traded Tyler Lockett for Mixon and Madison, the backup for the Vikings. I was hoping for a lottery pick. I'll listen. Thank you, guys. You're the greatest.
Yeah, I'd say that trade is a C, fair on both sides. So, you know, you got a great running back in return for a great receiver. So, you know, you helped yourself out on that side of things. I think you did fine. You know, Lockett's going to be great. Mixon, again, you know, hopefully the best is yet to come. I think I'd probably play the running back still, even though, you know, Dalton should have a good opportunity to put up some numbers here. The running backs you have are so good with Connor and with Fournette. I think they're just a little bit safer, and the upside is just as similar there as what Dalton can do.
All right, Novell in Maryland, you're on a bench.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah. I need two in a PPR league. Miles Sanders, James White, or Tevin Campbell. I need two of those.
I think you mean Tevin Coleman.
Tevin Coleman.
I'd go with White and with Coleman. You know, just keep an eye on Coleman, obviously, playing. Sounds like he's going to play, which is what I would expect right now. They play on Monday night. You know, should come back and take on a good workload, hopefully a significant workload. And then you know what James White does in PPR. They're going to do whatever they want to against Washington.
There you go, Novell. Have a good weekend. Craig in Clearwater, Florida.
Hey, I'm new to the show here, but two quick questions. One is for my PPR league. It's a wide receiver. I'm not too keen on Juju having a big comeback this week, and I have to choose between him or Will Fuller as my wide receiver to go with. Against Atlanta. Will Fuller against Atlanta.
Yeah, I understand your trepidation, and I do think this is a big week for Will Fuller, but we heard a little bit of the squeaky wheel situation coming with Mason Rudolph saying he wants to get Juju more involved. Typically, when you hear those type of things, and I know it's a little, you know, concerning because it's not the star quarterback, it's the backup quarterback, but, you know, they had a great – yeah, we've seen some receivers have some big games against Baltimore. You know, I know people are looking at it because Odell Beckham got shut out by Humphrey. But I still think this is a game where Juju gets the targets, and anytime a great receiver gets targets, he's going to produce. So if you want to take a chance on Fuller, I get it, but I'd stick with Juju.
All right, 855-212-4227 is the toll-free number to get on with Jamie Eisenberg. Pat in Cleveland on the fan.
Shakadoo.
Oh, Shakadoo.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, dude.
So I just got offered a trade in my big money league, and So, guy offered me Josh Gordon for Tyler Boyd, and they're both would kind of go into my flex. I have Cooper Kupp and who's the other guy I got? Sorry, I can't even think. Cooper Kupp and who's the other white receiver? Oh, Austin Thielen. So, those are my two main receivers, and do you think I should take this trade?
So, you'd be getting Gordon and giving up Boyd?
Yeah.
I'd be getting Gordon and giving him Boyd.
Right.
You know, the thing about Boyd is, you know, if A.J. Green, for whatever reason, sits out several more weeks or potentially gets traded, Boyd's going to continue to see just a significant amount of targets. Gordon is going to be a little bit more on the boom or bust side of things because he's pretty much a touchdown or you know, he's not going to be a consistent yard producer. So I'd probably stick with Boyd, but if you want to take the swing at the fence and hopefully Gordon, you know, continues to show us some things when he's been on, then that's the move you can make. But I think with the two guys you have, we probably just pick the boy over.
855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench with Jamie Eisenberg. Don't forget to catch the show Saturday night right here on the network at 10 p.m. Eastern, eye on fantasy football. Nick in Texas, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Nick.
Yes.
You're on.
Cut out when you said Nick.
Go ahead.
Jamie, I heard you talk about Tevin Coleman earlier, and if he's starting, I guess I start him. I got his backup, Mostert or whatever his name is, and then I got James White. I'm just trying to pick who I either should pick up or if I should start Tevin Coleman over his backup, assuming he starts.
I mean, if it's PPR, I think White's a little bit safer. If it's non-PPR, you can just kind of wait out the 49er situation, because if Coleman is out, then Mostert, as we've seen, you know, the last two games, has been very, very good. So I think you're in a good spot. Now, PPR, just take the safe route and go James White, because you know he's going to get those catches out of the backfield and hopefully have a chance to score against Washington.
855-212-4227 to get on with Jamie. Adam in Texas.
Scotty, can I get something to drink?
Can we get him two fingers of Scotch rags?
Come on, Shagadoo.
Oh, Shagadoo.
Hey, I got a trade that just went down. I sent off Dak Prescott and Kareem Hunt, but I got back Mark Ingram and Saquon Barkley. I want to know what you think about that. Also, what's the deal with Todd Gurley? Do I need to try to get rid of him or try to ride that out?
He's scoring touchdowns.
If you just got Saquon Barkley for giving up only Dak Prescott and Kareem Hunt, you may have just won your league. I mean, that's a tremendous trade because, you know, Barkley's back most likely week six, and hopefully there's no more issues with any injury, and he's the best running back in football, so congratulations. You know, if you can flip Todd Gurley for a starter in the same range, you know, top 15 running back, top 15 wide receiver, you know, it's sad to say that that's the range that he's in because he's typically better than that, but he's kind of been touchdown or bust. And I don't know if things are going to change dramatically for him to improve his stock. So it's not a bad idea to sell behind him while he's falling into the end zone.
All right, Steve in Fairfax, Virginia, outside D.C., off the fan.
Hey, Jamie, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, in the standard league, should I start Auden Tate or Robbie Anderson?
I'd go with Auden Tate. You know, it's just one of those scenarios of great opportunity right now. No John Ross for the foreseeable future. Ross has been averaging about 8 targets per game. Tate averaging 8 targets per game the last 2 weeks. So, you know, it's just an uptick in production. Hopefully he finds the end zone for the first time in his career. And it's a great matchup against the Cardinals right now.
John in Florida, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing? I appreciate you taking my call. Scotty, we miss you down here in Florida. You and Uncle Neil.
Yeah, man. I love it there. I'm still on the air there. I miss living there. I love it there. I come down there a lot.
Well, hey, I got a question for Jamie. A buddy of mine is looking to get Josh Gordon, so I'm trying to improve my bench with a trade. I'm going to offer him Josh Gordon, Curtis Samuel, and Darrell Williams to pick up Devin Singletary, Stephon Diggs, and Jacoby Brissett. Aaron Rodgers is killing me. I think I need a stream this week. What do you think of that trade?
I mean, I don't love it for you just because you're giving up, in my opinion, right now the best player, but there's still a lot to like about Devin Singletary moving forward. If you do need a quarterback, which I don't know if you do because, you know, Rodgers may struggle this week and who knows when Devonta Adams comes back. So if you're just looking at a one-week scenario of trying to win, I do like Brissett better than Rodgers this week. So that's one scenario to look at it, but I think long-term I'd much rather have Josh Gordon. I think you probably do a little bit better if you're trying to make some sort of package to give him Gordon and get something better in return.
All right, John, have a good weekend. Jay in Jersey, you're on a bench.
What's good, guys? Hey, Jamie. I need a one flex in a PPR league. McCoy, James White, Chris Thompson, or Darren Waller, my starting tight end is Evan Ingram already. What do you think?
I mean, Waller's interesting. You know, I mean, you're going to see, especially if Tyrell Williams is out, he's going to just see a boatload of targets, a tough matchup against Chicago. So just take that into account. I think the greatest ceiling is probably with LeSean McCoy. Even with Damian Williams coming back, he's still going to be the lead running back there in a game that's expected to be high scoring. So I give a slight lean toward McCoy, but if you want to sort of be a little bit different and see if Tyrell Williams is out, maybe Darren Waller is the higher ceiling player. I just feel a little bit more comfortable with McCoy.
So, did you go out and get your lube for tomorrow when Auburn comes to the swamp? Did you go to the, you know, CVS and pick up some lube because you're gonna need it?
We might. Are you guys gonna be okay against Vautech?
I mean, listen, they're both losers, but I got plenty of lube if you want me to send some down to you.
I mean, Central Michigan gave Miami a run in their building. So
listen, my team's horrible. Your team's just overrated. Brian in Seattle.
Hey, guys, big win out here by the Hawks last night, but
yeah.
I had
the Rams plus 1.5. Cover!
Nice hit. I got PPR. Both these guys are questionable. I got Tyrell Williams or Michael Gallup. Who would you roll with?
I'd probably lean toward Gallup, even though I don't know how much he's going to play, but I like the matchup for him slightly better than I do for Tyrell Williams. you know, if you want to kind of, if you can go a different route and you can still make a transaction and you have a roster spot to play with, go see if Auden Tate is available for the Bengals. You know, I think he may have a better chance to, you know, produce this week. And, you know, if you want to try and make the move ahead of time, you know, not that you want to give up on Tyrell Williams, but they have their bye next week. So I don't know how many people would be looking to pick him up if he's available. So just take a look and see if Auden Tate's out there.
All right, Jose in Fort Worth.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Quick question. I got Devontae Adams out, and I'm debating to pick either Montez Scantling from the Packers or Sanu. I'm debating who should I start over Adams since he's out.
Yeah, I would go with MVS. You know, hopefully the uptick in targets and, you know, Rodgers leaning on him. He should have had a touchdown at the end of the game last week, and, you know, he's been actually the second leading receiver for the Packers. He was ahead of Devontae Adams actually prior to last week's game. So I feel a little bit more comfortable with him. But Sanu's been fantastic the last two games with the offensive line struggling for the Falcons. Matt Ryan's getting the ball out of his hands a lot quicker, and Sanu's a short area guy in that passing game. So I think both should do well, but I think there's a higher ceiling for Valdez Scantling.
All right, Kenny in Baltimore, you're on the bench.
Yeah, what up, fellas?
Yo.
Quick question for Flex. I had Stephon Diggs or Hollywood Brown. And I also have an option of Freeman in the land as running back, but I don't like that time shit.
Yeah, I get it. I'm hopeful it's Diggs. If he plays, as I expect he will, it's a great matchup against the Giants, and it feels as if, you know, if I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm going to go down swinging with my two best guys because he's been spreading the ball around a little bit too much. You know, Thielen's going to get his because of I go back to the squeaky wheel thing of complaining and the apology and all those things. So hopefully Diggs is in the same situation where, you know, Kirk Cousins tried to make both those guys happy, and it's a great matchup against the Giants.
All right, three more. Mac in Eugene, Oregon.
Well, first off, I want to say I run a brewery out of Eugene, Oregon, so pour me a cold one.
Get him a freshie. This is unbelievable. He's very thirsty. Go ahead, Mac.
Thank you. Two quick questions for you. Both standard leagues. One, I got Lamar Jackson or Carson Wentz at quarterback. The other one is a flex position, and it's either Michael Gallup, McLaren, or Robinson out of KC. And for all, I love you, buddy. Thanks for covering hockey.
Thanks. Favors. Thanks, Mac.
Yeah, I think the quarterback one's tough. I like both a lot this week, but Lamar Jackson, I think ceiling is a little bit higher just with the rushing ability. But Wentz, I mean, both guys should have a huge week. I'll give a slight nod toward Robinson. You know, you have Sammy Watkins now a little bit banged up. And no Tyreek Hill for one more week. I don't think we're going to see Patrick Mahomes go two straight games without throwing a touchdown. So it could be a situation where Watkins is out, Robinson's ceiling goes through the roof. So I like him as sort of like a Hail Mary play there.
All right, Pat in Ohio, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
What's going down, Pharrell?
Check out.
Sometimes tight ends don't play like they should. Come on, Jamie, make it hurt so good. I'm starting Ertz in a tight end spot, but I have a tight end / receiver flex spot. Half PPR, Marquez, Chauvez, Valdez, Scantling, or Tyler, Eifert. Enough rambling. Have a lovely evening.
There you go.
Pat calls our show every Saturday, gives us a little rap tune, so it's usually a little more extended than that. Pat's a favorite of ours.
I like that right there. He had a little – I heard that song, and I recognized it. Hurts so good. John Cougar.
I think Valdez Scantling is the safer play, but every tight end against the Cardinals has been just absolutely fantastic. It's just, this is the worst one of the group that they're facing. So if you want to swing for the fences, play Eifert. I think the safer play, though, is Valdez Scantling. Hopefully both find the end zone and you're in great shape either way.
All right, last call for alcohol, Trevor in Mississippi.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Yo.
Hey, man, look, I had a quick question to run by you. I got a trade offer in one of my leagues. It looks like I got Le'Veon Bell and Josh Jacobs. They're wanting to trade to me for DeAndre Hopkins. What's your opinion on that?
I mean, if you have the receivers to cover yourself, you're going to be getting fair value in return with Le'Veon. So it's basically a good swap. It's just a matter of, you know, what you're giving up at the receiver position, what you have left at the receiver position if you give up Hopkins. So I have no problem with that trade. Just make sure your receiver core is good and you're getting two serviceable running backs. You know, Josh Jacobs, I think, is struggling a little bit right now, but the best is yet to come.
So who do you like in that two games, Ravens, Steelers, and the Packers-Cowboys games?
I like the Steelers. I think, you know, the one thing that concerns me is Brandon Williams playing. So the rushing attack for Pittsburgh has really got to be on point because that's a big difference for that Baltimore side. But I think playing at home is going to help them. And then I think the Cowboys win. You know, without Devontae Adams, that offense is going to be a little bit tough to trust, and they can't stop the run right now. So it should be all Zeke.
All right, check out Jamie Eisenberg with his Eye on Fantasy on Saturday night on CBS Sports Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Catch him every Friday night right here on the bench. You can see him on CBS HQ, and you can follow him, obviously, on CBSSports.com. Jamie, have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. Talk to you next week.
Go Gators.
Screw you, Jamie. Miserable Iota.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.